Well, if you take that money and you put it in savings, you're going to get less than 1%. So if you think you're taking a vacation and going to Tahiti, you're not. Even if you put, if it was a large sum of money and you put it in a CD and you got a couple of $100 by the end of the year, because you're not getting a full year, and it would have to be a short-term CD, because if you get paid a bonus at Christmas time, by the time you got to do your, I don't know. I look at it and say, if they hang on to it, I get a big lump sum that I get to do something with. If I put a little bit in my bank account every week, I'm liable to dip into that, and it doesn't seem like it's adding up to anything. I'd rather let them hold on to it and give it to me in a big lump sum, and then I can pay something off or do something with it. Just live your life like you normally live it, you know, week to week, and then get that larger sum back at the end of the year and do something with it, pay something off, buy yourself something, go on a vacation.
Yes, I agree. So you may have good willpower and do the right thing, but a lot of people wouldn't, and they'd blow that money, then they'd be in a big debt at the end of the year. So for a very disciplined person, that probably works. But most of the people just turn around and buy a bag of heroin with it.
Yeah, crack rock in the hand is worth two in the bush.